After working as a field producer on HGTV's Tiny House Hunters, Celia Bonaducci combined her love of small houses and big adventures to write Tiny House on the Road, a fresh, quirky, heartwarming novel about the joys of being a homeowner. Even if that home is a 64-square-foot tiny house called Shrimp Fork, and it's hitched to the back of your truck. If you love road trips, travel, tiny houses, or even cute dogs, you'll want to hitch a ride with Celia Bonaducci's warm and witty new novel, Tiny House on the Road. On sale now everywhere ebooks are sold, and for more information, celiabonaducci.com. Hey guys, here at Earwolf, we're working hard to bring you the best comedy podcasts, and we'd like to know, how are we doing? So please go to takemysurvey.net, that's takemysurvey.net, and tell us. It's a short survey with a few questions about Earwolf. Once you've taken the survey, you can enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card, but more importantly, you'll really be helping us out. This is a new survey, and it's just about Earwolf, so even if you've taken one of our other surveys, please just think it over and take this one too. One more time, that's takemysurvey.net. Thank you.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Em.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm here. We're going to just give a quick shout out to Dana, who has slid into this engineer chair.
Ooh,
and just pulled an audible.
That's,
you know,
right. And she's here to help us record this podcast, which is How to Be Less Old.
That's right.
Yeah, we're here. We have an incredible guest today.
Oh, my God. He's such a cutie. I can't wait to meet him.
Okay, look. So you guys get it by now.
Yeah.
We're into Black-ish. It's not right. A big deal. We've now snagged ourselves Miles Brown, who plays Jack Johnson.
The little sweetie petite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's
twins.
So cute.
He's so cute. And he's also super talented. So we're going to get at him. We saw online that he did the Optimistic Challenge with his dad.
Love
so we're
going
to learn more about that. What is it?
Right.
What else is happening in the YouTube challenge world? And probably nothing that we're ever going to attempt.
Well, never say never, Emily.
I won't. I never will.
And just an FYI, I'm wearing a rugby shirt that is bought from J. Crew, which is a real TBT from
1989?
My youth.
1989?
Yeah.
1988?
Yes.
Yes.
And it feels so goddamn
it's
good.
It's so nice.
I would like to post a side-by-side of myself at about 14 or 13 or 12. I can't really tell.
Mm-hmm.
But and this, and bring those to you.
And then you guys can decide which Deanna is your favorite.
Yeah. Like, which Deanna is delivering more pure rugby realness.
All rugby, all the time.
That's right. Well, I can't wait to bring him in. We also watched his video for a song called NBA. He is also doing a little rap, which is beyond adorable. And he's a really good dancer. And he's just one of those real triple, quadruple threats.
That's right. I would not want to meet him on the rap court, the basketball court, the dancing court.
Yeah, that's right. I like where you're at with that. Yeah.
He's very talented.
You can come correct.
Well, let's see. Let's bring him in.
Come on in.
How to be less old.
Pinch me, Deanna, because Miles Brown is here.
Hey.
Thank goodness.
How are you?
Good, good, good. How you guys doing?
Miles came in with a look. And
yes.
I'd like
yes.
to spell that L-E-W-K.
Oh, a look.
Yeah. He
yeah.
had a, what was that hat? How do you call that hat?
It was like a fedora, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All black
I mean,
fedora.
Yeah. I mean, I really like that hat. I mean, I have a lot of hats. Like, I'm pretty known for, like, wearing a lot of cool hats. But, like, you know, like, I love this hat. You know, Gorin Brothers obviously is, like, the main company.
I mean, when you say obviously.
Yeah, obviously. But I love this hat, and I love a lot of the hats I wear. So I was feeling, you know, well with my outfit, and I was feeling it. So I decided to pull it out of my closet when
because
I was in my room.
You've paired it with a T-shirt that says, "This kid's got soul."
Yes, and not the soul, right. But the soul under my shoe, if you understand what
Do
I mean.
You have S-O-L-E?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I do. I mean, it's under my shoe, but,
But, like, do you have, like, are you a sneaker kind of guy?
Oh, of course, yes.
You are.
I am the biggest kid sneakerhead you could ever think of. Like,
really?
Yeah, like, I have, the biggest, like, think of me as a person who wears his sneaker collection. Like, I'm a sneaker collector who wears my collection.
And you're not supposed to do that, right? Most people just keep them in boxes.
It's not like I'm not supposed to, but the shoes that I buy, I wouldn't say it's okay, but it's like okay. I mean, it's not like they're like limited edition exclusive, like you would,
right.
There's only one pair. It's not like that crazy, but I do have some really cool shoes that I like love to buy and But it's pretty fun that I wear them. It's just that I get them dirty, which is like the bad part.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you said, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 13. I'm 13. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bless you.
I'm not about to turn 14, but I will turn 14 in December. So that's kind of like a long.
So you're 13 and a half.
But wait,
pretty much.
I'm like,
yeah,
aren't
yeah.
we in?
March.
We're in
March. July, I think, is my half birthday.
Okay.
I think
that's my God. That is those are the real years.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you're in March, by the way, my birthday is February 21st.
Oh, really?
I don't start thinking about my birthday until one day before. Like, I'm not counting that half.
Really?
I'm not 5 months ahead of it. I'm not 7 months ahead of it. I'm the day before. I go, oh, that's the age I'm turning. Okay. But I'm not ramping up like you are.
Okay,
love that your birthday is in December and you're almost 14.
Almost.
Well, yeah, I always say like
he turns 14 this year, right?
Yeah, this year. I turned 14 this year.
Yeah.
I always say, what do I always say, Dad? I always say like about to be 11 or like when I was like a month away from being 11 or 12, I would say like, oh, I'm 10, about to be 11. I'd always say it when they asked me how old I am.
That's
like, I'd always include
you
it because
be.
Like I always want people to make sure that they know that I'm about to turn 11. So it's like I have to let the whole world
know. Yeah, you do have to let them know.
Yeah.
Okay, so as a sneakerhead collector, there are people who are doing that at your age or older.
Right.
And they're collecting, but they're just doing what? Where they're not if they're not wearing it and they're collecting, are they putting them in like a little display at home with lights or?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Pretty much. That's what a lot of like sneaker collectors, what they normally do is they buy a lot of exclusive shoes or shoes that not that many people can get or that they have. And they normally put them up in a display, put them somewhere in their house or like.
By the way, I was joking. Go on.
What's weird is like I love, you know, collecting a lot of shoes, but I don't get the point of just like not wearing.
No, we don't get that either.
It's like I understand that if they're like really expensive or like exclusive that you don't want to like mess them up or you don't want to just wear them because that's not something that you would want to do, but like you buy a pair of shoes and you're not going to wear them.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Wrong.
It's like
so at the at what's it called? The Super Bowl.
Right.
When Justin Timberlake did the halftime.
Right.
Okay.
He wore some kind of sneaker that was like really rare.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And
okay.
people were up in arms because he creased them.
Right. Ooh. Right. Right. He said, ooh.
I mean, if they're like crazy, like if like they're like Justin Timberlake, like breaking news, creased his most expensive pair of shoes, then I get the point of not wearing them because like that is something you would not want to wear.
Well, here's my question. If you're not going to wear them when you dance your tush off at the Super Bowl halftime, what are they for?
Right.
What
it's
are
like,
they for?
That's the point. Just bring some, like, good old, like, comfortable shoes. I think, like, you know, like, the shoes that I like to get.
And what,
are
what
more,
do you like to get?
Yeah. So, like, basically what I am into since I love basketball and I love I love all the players and I love how all these players get to come out with their own signature shoe. I love those rather than getting some, like, exclusive, you know, like, Gucci shoes. So,
okay.
Something like that. So, like, a lot of my shoes, I'd say, like, 75% of the shoes I own are all pretty much like performance basketball shoes, even though they could be like pretty exclusive, just the design of it.
Yeah.
That's why I would say I wear a lot of them. But some of the shoes I have are like pretty much, you know, walking casual shoes that not that many people have. But
give us some names.
Like, you know, like the Kendrick Lamar shoes that he teamed up with Nike for, mm-hmm. the Cortez Kennys. Those are like the part two. I have those. I have those in my size. Like, I don't think they released the kid size, which is pretty cool that like Nike sent me a pair of shoes like that.
So that was really cool. Word is out.
Yeah, that was really cool. There's so many shoes. There's a lot of shoes that I just buy straight up from the store.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I like them is because, like, I where I live, there's only, say, this number of shoe stores or Foot Lockers. But in another state, like, say, in New York, if I went there, there's a totally different, like, selection of shoes.
Okay.
So, like, it's weird because I'm like, so I thought every store would have the same collection of shoes in their store, but it's kind of different. Like, so like I will go to New York and I'm like, oh my god, I don't have this at home. I like, this is like really cool. Like, I really want to buy this, mom and dad. Like, can I please get this pair of shoes? And they're like, okay. Like, but like, that's how I normally, like, when I see a pair of shoes, like, And a lot of people buy two pairs of shoes, like two pairs of the same shoe. So like, if they
have
wear one
for display and yeah. one for wearing.
Yeah,
that's
I feel
expensive.
Like that's, yeah, that is. So like, I just buy a pair of shoes and I just decide
them,
what to do with them.
And that's enough with it. You just put them on your feet and you march around.
I think you're smart.
Pretty much. But I don't go crazy with them. I'm not that.
You're not like
I'm not that.
Stomping through the dirt.
Yeah.
Emily, was it Thomas Barbuska?
He loves his shoes.
Now, he said what happened to him, he's on that show, The Mick.
Okay.
Also a youth. And
this is a real learning lesson.
Yeah, this is, okay. So I'm going to pass this along.
Okay.
Yeah. His mom, you know, he was making money from the show, and his mom was like, okay, you can get all the shoes that you need. I think it was within reason, but he got a whole bunch.
Okay.
And then within a few months, he grew out of them.
Okay. So this is what I'm thinking of. Me and my parents have always, like, you know, discussed this about my shoes since I'm still, you know, a kid and I'm still growing out of a lot of shoes. So I have a lot of shoes that are in one size, which is bad because I should have, you know, got some shoes in a bigger size.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, I have, I don't know how many pairs of shoes in a certain size and that I wear right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen when I grow out of my shoes.
Well,
that's like the
you're not going to be able to wear them anymore. That is exactly, like, what's going to happen.
So, like, me and my dad are talking, like, we should start, you know, because, like, I'm already almost out of growing them shoes, growing out of the shoes. So, like, we started buying, you know, like, shoes that I could just wear until I find a cooler pair of shoes to buy.
Okay. Like, these are interim shoes.
Pretty much. It's not like I'm going to get rid of them. Just like, you know, like comfortable walking shoes, running shoes, some Nikes or something. So we're discovering that. And then, like, when I start, you know, like getting into more, I'd say, like, luxury shoes, I'd say. like instead of buying more basketball shoes, I'd rather buy more casual shoes.
Okay.
Because basketball shoes, I'd wear them on the court and then I'd maybe get them, you know, like, little bit messed up or something, so like that will ruin them. So I'm like, why don't we buy some more, you know, casual wearing shoes where I have a bigger selection of wearing them on the street or wearing them just walking around somewhere. So we're just thinking that, but I'm not sure what's gonna happen once I grow out of all my shoes. That we still have to discuss.
That's coming for you.
That's like a really big thing.
By the way, it's gonna happen. And the more you wish to be 14, the quicker those shoes will no longer fit you. That is how
that's
goes.
Tough. That's
it's
tough.
Really
that's tough.
Tough. So you might want to sit tough. In 13 where your feet are nice and comfortable
that's
still
tough.
In the shoe.
That's,
yeah,
tough.
That's tough.
December's pretty far away.
Yeah, it is.
Don't
it is.
Worry.
Now I'm rethinking my whole growing process.
Okay, and you have to. That's why we're here. We're helping.
Yes.
You know, we're here. You're here to teach us and we're here to teach you.
Thank you.
What, the interim shoes, that's what Dan Levy, when he ran into Justin Timberlake, he called them the whatever shoes.
The whatever.
So
wow.
That's what you wear when those are like just your kick around.
They're my
whatever shoes.
Yeah, I mean, like I have a certain pair, like I have a certain amount of like shoes that I don't really care if, like, I just like want some like really comfortable shoes, like some like Nikes or like New Balances or something like that. Like, and I would just wear them, you know, if I go to the store with my mom or like I just walk somewhere on the street, you know, just get some gas or like like go buy some groceries or something gas, like that.
I like that you at 13 are getting gas and buying groceries.
No, I'm not getting it. I'm just going with my mom or like my dad.
These are staple errands.
I'm still a kid.
If you're looking to run some more errands, I've got plenty.
Okay.
Miles, we're going to ask you 5 quick questions.
Okay.
This is just to get to know you. No big deal. Okay. Your favorite artist?
Right now or like just of all time?
Whatever feels right.
I'll answer both. Okay. All time, that's tough. I say because there's a lot of old school, like Michael Jackson or a lot of these old school MCs and rappers that I love, like including my dad. He's an MC. You know, I have to
love
shout
that.
Him out.
Shout out. What's your dad's MC name?
Wild Child. Make sure you guys check out Wild Child, coming out maybe.
Will do.
So, but there's a lot of like new school people since I haven't been around the old school.
You've only been here 13 years.
Yeah, so
almost 14.
So like you can't blame me for liking the new school a little bit. So, I love like Drake or Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Logic is really cool. Migos is like really popular in the like hip hop, you know, in the hip hop world right now.
Migos
they're popping. They're popping right now. But it's just a lot of people that
those are great answers.
Yeah, those are some of the few that I love.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Which of your Blackish castmates are most likely to break out into song?
To break out into song, like during an episode or like just out something?
Yeah, just like when you're hanging out.
Maybe in the makeup trailer.
Probably Tracee Ellis Ross.
Okay.
Or Jennifer Lewis. Like, mm-hmm. Those two,
right.
Like, we're always in the makeup trailer, and, like, there's a song that comes on.
You guys
on
are
in the
cutting
trailer.
Up in that makeup trailer.
And have you guys seen, like, the videos that Tracy and they
I'm
post?
I'm obsessed.
Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know where we just can turn into, like, a literal, like, band. Like, just start singing our butts off. Like, Jennifer can start it. And then Tracy.
I haven't seen ones with Jennifer in it.
Oh, of course. There's a blooper reel that we had when Jennifer and the rest of the cast were on set. And she was teaching the rest of the cast this old song that she knew growing up or something like that. And she was going, like, word by word how to, like, say it. And she was going full out, like, like, she was all up in it. Like, and we were following her because it was funny. And the cameras were rolling, too. So, like, we have perfect footage of it.
God,
we didn't release it. But it was just so funny. I feel like Tracy or Jennifer would definitely break in a song. And you guys know Tracy, a.k.a. Team Murda, is, like, that's her Team Murda. That's like her. That's like her
Team Murda.
Yeah, that's like her. I'd say second half. Like she always does rap videos. Me and the rest of the kids, we always teach her these new trends of these songs that are popping out right now. So like she's Team Murda basically, Mama T. she's really cool. So I feel like either Jennifer or Tracy would always be
or
the one.
Or Team Murda.
Team Murda. That's important. We didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Have you seen the Jennifer Lewis promotional things for her book? Like,
Oh my God.
She made up this little ditty about buying her book.
Order my book. Yes.
Order my book.
Yes.
It is so funny.
What is her book? I want her book. I want the
whole
thing.
It's the Mother of Black Hollywood,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, Mother of Black Hollywood.
And it's fantastic. She is a delight.
Yeah, she's taught us how to basically memorize the song. Like, literally, me and the rest of the kids have probably memorized that song.
Can you give us just a line?
I don't
want to
say it because it might be, like, a little, like, inappropriate. But
is it?
Yeah, but
okay.
But she's really cool, though. And
Is she a wild woman?
A wild child.
She's really awesome. She's like the really cool grandma that you just love to be around.
Oh my God.
But she's really awesome, and she still has, you know, the wild part of her, and she's still outgoing and everything like that. She's really caring and everything like that. So she's really cool to be around. That song was really cool, and it went viral like crazy.
Yeah.
So, so everybody sings it all the time, and we always do remixes of it and everything like that. So that's basically what we do around it. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so is it true, is this a true story, that Diana Ross said that your dance moves remind her of Michael Jackson, a young Michael Jackson?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. That was, like, the biggest, like, punch like that I've ever took like.
But like a good punch.
A good punch.
Like the happiest punch.
Like a pinch me moment. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, so like.
I hate those good punches.
I don't know if you knew. Yeah. I don't know if you knew, but I've looked up to Michael Jackson ever since I was like 3 or 4 years old. That's how I started becoming like a dancer. And that's why I love dancing, because I've always watched Michael Jackson on TV from home. Or I've always just seen him dancing or doing the moonwalk or singing and doing all these cool dance moves. And then like. I've kind of learned from him, even though I never met him in real life. So, like, I've learned almost, like, my inspiration for dance and everything like that from him. So, Tracy, obviously, you know, is Diana Ross's daughter. And Tracy said, my mom is doing a show in Vegas, and I'm wondering if you guys, the four kids on the show, would like to go to see her concert.
Oh, my gosh.
Dream
so
of
I
dreams.
Was like, oh, my God. So, like, we got to go see her concert. So we went to go to Vegas. We went to go see it. She shouted us out in the middle of her concert.
Oh, my gosh.
Told us to come up on stage.
Oh, my gosh.
And she started having us dance to her songs.
Oh, my
all
gosh.
All four of us. And we're like, oh, my God, this is so crazy. Like, and, like, so this is, like, the weird part. You guys are going to trip out. So we, after the concert was over, I think it was her last concert of her Vegas tour or something like that. So they had, she had a big, like, kind of like a party backstage or whatever. And it was weird because Diana Ross was playing every single new school song that you
really?
That is on the radio. And she knew the words.
She's
she
giving you the words. Drakes, the Kendrick Lamars.
She was giving us the Drakes, the Kendrick Lamars, the Migoses, the,
wow.
the everything. It was so weird. You would never expect Diana Ross to literally be lit. In her backstage
that
party.
The Diana Ross is lit might be the name of this episode.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, like, we were all dancing, which was good because the kids, like, were happy that they were playing new school songs. So we actually
yeah.
knew, like, what to do to this song. So, like, we're all dancing, right? And we were, I was in the middle of doing something, and then she... Then DJ Khaled's song, All I Do Is Win song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, probably his most famous song ever. Then they played it, and we all went crazy. She was, like, she knew all the words to the song. It was crazy. And then after the party, you know, settled down a little bit, I got to, she was signing these books or these, these, like, magazines that she had the, she was on the cover on or something. She was giving them out. And I went up to her and I was like, this is crazy because, like, you're kind of basically like my mentor's mentor, like,
aww.
Like my favorite person, like, you guided him and everything. And she was like, it's aww. Crazy because, like, you remind me of a young Michael Jackson,
oh,
like,
on.
When you were dancing out there. And I was like, I was looking at you and I was like, the smile on your face, like, when you're happy, like, you were so happy when you're dancing, you reminded me exactly of Michael Jackson. I was like, like, I don't know what to say. Like, that's, like, my favorite person. And to, like,
yep.
to see his mentor, like, say that I remind him.
It's making me
reminder.
Emotional.
I know.
Yeah, so, like, that was really yeah. crazy. And just the fact that she said that is, like,
huge.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
I know we're doing our five questions, but...
No, it's okay. It's
some
okay.
additional questions.
Yes, yes.
So, I had got two things. One thing really quickly... I know the costume, Diana Ross's costume person for that tour in Vegas.
Okay.
And she was like, hey, if you come to the show, like, I'll, you know, let me know and I'll catch up with
okay.
you. And I was like, great. And then I went home and I looked at the prices and I was no longer available.
Okay.
That's one. Two, I went to the Demi Lovato concert a few
okay.
weeks ago. Why? That's a great question because I got tickets, but like, am
biggest
I a
fan.
Demi
biggest,
Lovato
yeah.
fan? Like,
she's
not
huge.
Particularly.
Right.
But
she's lying to you.
My husband and I were like, you know what? Let's go. So,
yes, it's a good Demi Lovato concert. Okay.
By the way, she's laughing. It's laughable.
Okay.
She's a fantastic singer. I will start
right,
with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
before she came out, she's not a fantastic dancer, but that's besides the point. Before she came out, DJ Khaled was there.
Okay.
And he was bringing people out. Kind of rapid
oh, wow.
fire. So when we got there, Diddy was up. And
Diddy?
That's
oh, wow.
right in the pocket. So
that's
we
so
were
cool.
like going crazy. Then he brought out some other rappers. And I want to just ask you a question.
Okay.
So now Diddy was working the stage.
Okay.
He was making it all happen.
This was before Demi Lovato
This is
went
prior in. To Demi
so
Lovato.
This is like, they're like her like. you know, like, it's like kind warm of up, kind of? Like,
I mean, that's, well, they came with Khaled. So they
were. Oh, so they were.
Do you know okay, what I mean? They, yeah, it was yeah. like this little show first and then Demi Lovato. Okay. Kinda, is how it went.
I bet you guys assume. All forgot that Demi Lovato were going on at the end of their show.
Like, right, right. They weren't necessarily opening for her. They
opening just, is the wrong phrase.
Yeah, they were just there.
Yeah.
They were just there, you know. Just
It felt collaborative.
Okay, okay. Okay.
So he's working the stage. I'm feeling it.
Okay.
Now I see some other gentlemen come out. And okay. I gotta say, Chris Brown was one of them. I know he's a fantastic dancer.
Yes.
But him, who's the son of Will Smith? Jaden?
Jaden.
Jaden Smith.
Yes.
Another kid. I don't know who he is. Oh, my God. Okay. The three of them, I kind of feel like they came out, they sang their song, but they kind of just aimlessly walk the stage.
Oh, okay.
No dancing?
Chris did really? A little moving here and there, and everyone's
crazy. Was he stomping the yard?
Excuse me?
Chris Brown?
You know,
Excuse
DJ?
Excuse me, Emily. What is this phrase?
Stomp the yard.
DJ? Oh,
is that his album?
No.
No.
It was a movie.
Are you serious?
Okay, everyone
stomp the yard? DJ? Thought, you don't know DJ?
I don't.
DJ, this is me.
But I'm
the
laughing
dead
because,
brother?
Since he was in a movie called Stomp the Yard,
oh
and he was DJ,
yes.
the dead brother. I thought
no,
Stomp the Yard,
yeah,
he had a dead brother.
Yeah,
I thought that was a phrase for dancing really well that you just pulled out of your butt.
Well, it is like the college dance teams, I
like,
guess.
Yeah, they were like, they you know, like, you know, the stomp,
stomp
people who'd be like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Stomp so they go the out and yard. Stomp the yard.
Yeah, and it was like a big fantastic. Old competition, and like the main character did it for DJ because that was his brother who passed away, and he did like this, he had this like.
He really stomped
yeah, it. Yeah, he had this really famous move, and like, and the main character did it like after him and everything, and it was so crazy, and had a girlfriend and everything like that, and like there was so much beef going on, and like, and
a real nail biter.
Yeah, I mean, and then at the end, like, he did it for DJ and everything like that.
I really didn't know we had
that's pretty much like my
biggest fan.
That's pretty much, like, I've watched, how many times have I watched that, Dad?
A lot.
Like, a lot.
He just did, like, 5, 10, 15, 20.
Yeah.
Well, I would have appreciated if he came out and stomped the yard a little bit more.
Right, yeah, well,
you know?
He should have.
Yeah,
he should have, just out of respect.
If he would have danced like he did back in that movie.
And I know they're just coming out for one song and going away, but... I kind of was like, guys, you need to do more than that. And how do you feel about me saying that? Is that when you have you gone to concerts where you feel like you need the rappers to do more in terms of their stage presence?
Well, obviously, they're like they're rappers and they're not. Well, I mean, Chris Brown's good at dancing, but like when you bring up other rappers, like say Migos went on to perform a concert or something. Have you seen what they do? Like they kind of just stand on the front stand on the front of the stage and they just like point at fans who are singing the song or like singing the lyrics of the song and they just like kind of you know just like jump around a little bit.
I saw them on SNL and I gotta say I was a little confused. Not that there's often a lot of movement on an SNL performance, but I mean they really stood there.
Yeah, like because most of the music is type of the. You know the vibe out like type of hip hop like where you like, and then they have their entourage or their
yeah
is that the
will.
Word yeah where they were going they were the ones going crazy they were the ones jumping and dancing and going like that so like there's different type of rappers like the rappers who are just standing still
they were
or the
too
rappers
cool,
yeah the rappers yeah. who just run out of breath because they're actually just dancing the whole time not really rapping their song
yeah
and then there's some that are just you know that are like bobbing their heads you know walking around. You know, go into the crowd and like the normal person, but
I need more of a to do.
Yeah,
know?
Pretty much that's what everyone kind of wants. But like sometimes the rappers aren't they don't know how to dance that well, so like they don't want to you know like I don't want to say embarrass themselves if they try to dance.
Well,
but,
that's what Demi Lovato did. She does not dance.
Okay,
but I will say the staging of everything was brilliant because her dance it didn't. You're aware that she doesn't dance, but like it was so well staged, everything was so good that it didn't bother you. It was like it's
okay.
all working.
Okay, okay.
So I don't know. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
All
so
right.
I'm just actually let's just jump to this one, which is Baby Boogaloo.
Yeah.
What is that?
So Baby Boogaloo is a name Or, I mean, you could say it's me because that's a name that I created for myself when I'd say I was around 4 years old. So I grew up around the dance community before I started acting. So I was a dancer. As you know, probably, I love dancing, and that's where I got everything from. So I grew up around the dance community. I always went to dance competitions. I was always in a dance group. I was always, you know, performing and doing exhibitions and competitions for winning and all these cool things. And my dad kind of introduced that because he's an MC, and they normally perform around the dancers who are listening to their music. So he introduced me to them, and that's where I kind of, you know, just started going off. And that's so I became a dancer. And every dancer that I knew that were, you know, entering in these competitions, they would always have their own.
They had
a name. And I was like five at the time, I guess. I had this big old afro. My afro was literally around the size of here. No joke.
That's a lot.
And I was
afro.
Like, I really want a name. Like, I know I'm like 5 years old and like I might. You know, I have a lot of confidence, and like I want to have a I think I do. I really want to have a name. So like me and my dad were coming up with like what are different things that you do a lot, and the different type of styles that you do, and who you look up to, which pretty much inspired the name. I look up to this group called the Electric Boogaloos, who were dancing on a show, you know, Soul Train. And they were them and Michael Jackson. I've always started watching ever since I was a baby. And so I was like, I really love them, and I do exactly what they do when I dance. So I was like, why don't I just call like myself like Baby Boogaloo? Because I was, you know, I was pretty much a baby at the time.
That's so
I was 5 years old. So I was like, why don't we call it Baby Boogaloo? And then that's how I pretty much got known from all the dance community. And now they just know me by Baby Boogaloo.
I like that.
Yeah.
Adorable.
So, and I've had it ever since then.
Well, speaking of dancing, we saw, and I know it was last year, but it hadn't come across our desk. And I think it's so cute. You guys, you and your dad did the Optimistic Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a YouTube challenge, right?
Pretty much, who was the first one that we saw to do it?
Oh, it was, Chance?
Huh? Yeah, Chance did it, and then Jay Versace did it. Uh-huh. He's like a famous, you know, viral like comedian. He did it with some of his friends. It went really viral.
And it's a song that you're singing, you're dancing to.
It's an older song by Sounds of Blackness, and like they were really good on the song, and then. Before this challenge was even made, it made a lot of people dance to how they were doing the challenge. So like, it was a lot of old school dances, you know, doing that type of stuff. And it's like just a really feel good song. And
we read that it came about this challenge because it was encouraging people to keep their chins up during this tough political time. Mm-hmm. And so people were like, let's do the Optimistic Challenge. And they sang and they danced to that song.
Right.
And it's so cute. You guys were adorable, you and your dad.
Yeah.
Really dancing.
The one that really inspired us to do it, well, I mean, we've been planning on doing it because we saw, like, you know, all these other cool people doing it.
Yeah.
So we were planning on doing it for a long time. We just never, you know, just, like, sat up and just, like, let's just do it now.
Right.
And so we've always been waiting on the right time. And then we found out I got accepted to the National Junior Honor Society for my first year.
Congratulations.
And then, thank you. And then we're like, okay, now we're like really feeling good. I woke up, I did the video literally in the clothes that I woke up in. Like I didn't really care what I was looking like. I just wanted to, you know, just have a feel good video. And me and my dad did it. And I just showed a lot of people happiness and they just really liked the video that we did, and like they're saying do more dance videos with your dad.
Have you?
I've done like I don't know how many more dance videos I've done with. I mean, me and my dad have since he can dance a little.
Air quotes.
He can get down, but we've been doing videos in our garage ever since I've been 4 years old. We just never posted any. We've done millions of videos together,
okay,
like
that's
in our
so
garage.
Cute.
When I was 5 years old, like this tall, we would do videos together dancing and popping. And then now we just started doing these dances, and now we've posted them. If people would have saw the dances we've been doing back, like, in our garage, like, they don't know how, like, you don't know how crazy that people would react. So now we're like, now people want to see us dance a lot more. So we do a lot of cool challenges and stuff together.
Is there any like 2018 YouTube challenges out there?
Yeah, what kind of challenges?
Let's see. There is like, you know, like there's, what's it called? The invisible box challenge, like, you know, you probably know that, like, where people pretend there's like an invisible box on the ground, and what they do is like they try and jump, and then like they try and put their foot above the ground, like a foot above the ground, making it look like they're stepping on an invisible box. And then they step over it. But it's really difficult.
It looks really difficult, actually.
Yeah.
Because it does look like you're stepping on something. And I don't know how you get that desired effect.
Yeah, I think you just, like, jump really high with one foot. And you have to keep your other foot really
steady.
Yeah, you have to keep it really steady. And then, like, make your other foot go over it.
Yeah,
so, like,
already.
Make it look like you're stepping
on something.
Out. But there's so many, like, trends and, like the biggest things going on right now, like so many crazy things that are happening. Like my favorite video game right now, like, is probably one of the most played video games ever. Like, not like ever, like ever, ever, but like in
ever,
like,
ever, ever.
No, not ever, ever, ever.
Okay.
But like in like this era, basically, it's called Fortnite. I don't know if you guys have heard of
Never.
It.
Never.
No.
Almost like 1 billion people play it, and it's a free game, and Fortnite. It's taking the world by storm. It is a free game, and you could play it on your PS4, on your Xbox, or on your PC, or your Mac. And like, it's like taking the world by storm. And now they just released the mobile version of it, so now even more people are going to be playing it on their phones. And it's basically like this battle royale game, where battle royale is basically everybody drops in from like an airplane onto this giant map, and there's weapons and like armor and like these like healables and shields all around the map, hidden like in the map, and you have to find them. And then it's basically like Hunger Games, the last person in the map stands.
Is it about like a 2-week challenge?
Oh, it's not like it's just a regular video game, but like, it doesn't take that long to do, but like, it's just like a really fun video game that everyone's playing, and it's like crazy. It's taking
That's
the
good
world.
Good to know.
Time.
We need
never
to
heard
hear
of it.
These things.
Yeah, never
Fortnite.
Heard of it.
Yeah, and now people are doing like people from basketball and everybody are like talking about it, and it's crazy, literally crazy.
So we're just gonna take a little break, and we'll come back with a
quick game.
Quick game.
All right,
and then we'll hear what you're up to.
Okay, cool.
Bye.
Casper is a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience one night at a time. With 3 mattress models, the original Casper, the Wave, and the Essential, Casper mattresses are perfectly designed to soothe and cradle your natural geometry. Not to mention, the breathable design helps to keep you nice and cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night. And it's delivered right to your door. How do they do that? We can't even imagine. The box is so small, but it's free shipping and returns in the United States and Canada. And the best part is that you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on a trial. After all, you mean you spend at least 1/3 of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. Get $50 towards your selected mattresses by visiting casper.com/htblo and using htblo at checkout. That's casper.com/htblo, offer code htblo, for $50 off your mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply.
How to be less old!
We get it. Shopping can be a hassle. You want to look your best, but you just need a little bit of help. That's where Daily Look comes in. Daily Look is an online premium personal styling service for women that sends hand-picked fashion items right to your door. Sounds like the perfect solution for you ladies that don't have any time to shop. Exactly. All you have to do is fill out a style profile and start to build a one-on-one relationship with your stylist. Then he or she will handpick up to 12 quality clothes and accessories from premium brands like J Brand, Rag & Bone, and Gorjana, plus new emerging designers. You even get a chance to preview your box before it's sent so you can make changes. Keep what you love and return what you don't. It's completely hassle-free. So you have no obligation to buy? That's correct. Shipping is even free both ways. It's a convenient, fun, and easy way to look your best. Get style today by going to dailylook.com/HTBLO and clicking Get Started. Don't forget to use code HTBLO and get $10 off your first box. That's dailylook.com/HTBLO, offer code HTBLO.
How to be less old!
I love Juice Beauty, and I've been loving Juice Beauty for 10 years now, probably. Do you read the labels on the back of your skincare and makeup? Most people don't. Juice Beauty wants to change that because your skin can absorb up to 60% of what you put on it. So what you goes on your skin could be as important as what goes into your body. Made with certified organic ingredients, Juice Beauty promises to always formulate without parabens, silicones, petroleum, and other potentially harmful ingredients. Juice Beauty's Phytopigments Ultra Natural Mascara, for example, uses pigments from purple carrots and roses to provide this really deep, rich color that defines and lengthens the lashes. Meanwhile, the Stem Cellular Exfoliating Peel Spray, which I've been using and I love, that has a proprietary blend of plant-derived ingredients that provides an instant peel gratification. You just kind of spray it on, rub it into the skin, and you're glowing. And the Juice Beauty Phytopigments Illuminating Primer evens your skin while hydrating and providing a plumping moisture to the skin. So go to juicebeauty.com/HTBLO for exclusive savings on your first order when you use the code HTBLO20 at checkout. That's HTBLO20 at checkout.
How to be less old!
We're back.
We are back with Miles Brown.
Mm-mm. I'm Deanna Chang.
Oh, and I'm Emily Foster.
And this Thanks is How so to Be Less Old. Do you know that we have had your other castmates on, Marcus Scribner?
Oh, really?
And Yara Shahidi.
Oh, are they really cool? Are they, like, really bad? Are they, like,
they
bad?
They were the bad worst behavior? Episode.
I know, guys. I'm sorry. I should have told them not to come on the show. It's going to ruin the episode. So sorry about that.
Well, look, it happened. We
survived.
We survived. We're
okay,
here.
Good,
we're
good,
here to
good,
talk this. About it. We caught Yara right before she blew up to the I feel like she's a teen superstar, you
yeah.
know,
yeah,
like
for
a
sure.
teen idol, a teen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the word? I'm really looking for one word that I don't
model,
have. Role model.
See, look, I got
Thank
the
you.
Words. I got you.
Thank here. You.
But yeah, definitely. She's been our role model, like, you know, looking up to her. She has her own show now. She's doing great, by the way. She got picked up for season 2.
Yay!
So, like, she's doing great on Grown-ish and everything like that. So, hopefully she gets to come back on Black-ish for a little bit longer. Yeah, she's doing really good. She's, you know, getting all these awards and getting to meet these really cool people. And, like, everybody's giving her good advice and everything like that. She's doing a really good job.
Yeah. Well, I will say that all of the parents of all of you guys, including your dad, have been so lovely. And there's something to that.
There is.
There's something to yeah. that.
I mean, even just the fact that your parent comes with you and sits in the room
That's
and
right.
whispers cute things to you. Come
yeah.
on.
I mean, great parents.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
some
yeah.
good
parents.
Stuff right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Quick game.
Okay.
Just
let's do it.
Gut reaction.
Okay. All right.
It's just
yeah.
yes or no.
Oof. Okay. I love these games. All right.
Katy Perry on American Idol. She's hosting. She's like the
yes,
new sign.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that
okay.
got a yes. I did not
is,
agree.
Is this, is this
yes.
like a true or false thing, or do I like
this
it or not?
This is your just, what you
yeah,
feel
just
in
if
your
you
heart.
Like it.
Okay, okay, okay.
And there's no wrong answer.
Yeah.
What in your true heart of hearts you feel.
Just,
okay.
you know,
could be a
the
wrong
good
answer.
Punch in the face. It's just the right. yes
yeah.
or no.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Neck tattoos.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Beyonce and Blue Ivy in matching outfits.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Great. Being Instagram famous.
I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're famous, like, otherwise, you could be Instagram famous.
True.
But, like, if you're famous because Instagram, okay, yes. I
That's
guess.
A
okay.
yes, too.
Okay.
Okay. That's a yes, too.
Starbucks just introduced Crystal Ball Frappuccino.
No.
No.
Right. Your face was saying it all.
That,
you
okay.
don't know what it is and you
crystal
don't want to.
Crystal Ball Frappuccino. Okay, I know what a crystal ball is, but I don't know about, I don't know how that would taste.
Oh, my God. This next one is
Are you
a
serious,
delight.
Though? Is that okay? Wow. Okay.
Okay. Wheelchair accessible routes now on Google Maps.
Yes or no?
What? are you
this
joking
is real.
With me?
No, yeah, it's no, just it's it. Happening. It's yeah. just it's hard oh, to give God. It. I mean, it's got to be a yes. I mean, we can't tell people in wheelchairs that they are not able to have
their own
it's
route.
Just how route. Miles feels. It's just about Miles.
No,
feels.
Miles, okay, Miles, right. I'm not going to let you go down like
okay,
that.
Okay, I want to. feel bad for laughing. But I mean, like for the people who like are in wheelchairs, then yeah.
Great.
That would be really great. If I was in a wheelchair, I'd be like, yeah, that's really cool. Like,
thank you
for me to have my own route,
yes. giving me a route.
But like, I feel really bad for laughing. But yes,
no,
I think it's a good idea.
It's a
good
shot thing. Within this. You know,
it could be a good idea. I just don't know how I would feel when I see like somebody on a wheelchair with their phone like turning left and right on the street.
Yeah, well.
Hey, they gotta know
great.
Where the ramps are.
That's the whole thing.
Exactly.
It's mapping out the ramps.
Yes. I guess
elevators.
So mapping out the
stairs.
Ramps. Oh my God.
Thank God we're here.
Okay. Yes.
How about plogging? A new fitness trend, which one is part picking up trash and one part jogging? Yes or no?
Can't just do one or the other.
Nope, it's a both.
It's called
fitness
plogging.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick up trash
and you jog.
And you
so
jog.
You're going for a jog and you see a cup and you're going to pick up the cup and then you see a wrapper and you're going to put the wrapper in the cup and then you're going to, you know, keep
in a
jogging.
Cup? You I'm put just, it in a cup?
Well, I'm just saying. Whatever it is.
You know what? That's yes, because that's basically, you know, there's recycling and that's just.
Yeah.
I don't know why that has to be a trend.
It's just
walking
well,
and
everything.
Picking up
it's
something
Swedish.
Dirty on the ground.
You know? I think that's sweet.
I feel like it has to be a trend
everything.
For somebody to do it. So, like, I guess yes.
Okay, yes, clogging.
Good.
Yes.
Justin Bieber wearing a sweatshirt on the red carpet.
A sweat? Yeah. Yes, okay. Yes.
He feels that way. Soap shaving videos.
Soap shaving?
Have you never?
What is a soap shave? Like you shave with a soap?
Someone actually shaving a bar of soap.
Oh, they're shaving the soap.
Yeah.
Yeah, with like an X-Acto knife.
And it goes...
I thought you meant like shaving with the soap. They're
no,
shaving
the soap.
Oh, then that hit is no.
That's a no.
Okay.
Okay, good to know.
Yes.
Twitch.
Twitch? Is that an app? You mean the app Twitch?
Yeah. I do.
Yes.
What is the app Twitch?
Okay, so I'm a gamer, right? I love video games. Like I just described to you Fortnite. Twitch is like basically the YouTube for gamers, since as you can probably see, there's not as many gamers on YouTube anymore.
I can see that, yeah.
I mean, you might not notice it, but Twitch is basically all gamers. It's like the world for gamers, and what they do is they live stream, and that's basically their job. And
it's them just playing Fortnite.
Or whatever game. There's millions of games that are on Twitch.
Tetris.
And maybe.
Is Pac-Man?
I love that game.
A lot of online games, online games that you play on your PS4 or something like that. But it is really entertaining if you love watching skilled players play a video game, since you know you're not that good at it in reality. So I'm okay at Fortnite. I'm not like the best player, but like Ninja. Shout out to Ninja. If you're watching this, please, I'd die to play with you one day.
Oh, wow.
I'd die to play with you.
Ninja's a huge fan of this podcast.
Yeah,
so
Ninja's probably listening.
Oh, my God, Ninja. but he's so popular that Drake even played with him. Oh. Drake played with him. Like, Travis Scott played with him. So, like,
know this was going on.
Yeah, so, like, he makes the game look really easy. That's why a lot of people watch him, because they make him feel like they are good at the game when then they hop back on the game and they're not.
That's like when I watch the Olympics and I see the figure skaters and I'm like, gosh, you know what? I can do that. And then I get out on the ice and I can't do that.
No.
Yeah.
No. They do. They make it look very easy.
Yeah. So I love video games. And that's Twitch is basically the YouTube for gamers.
All right. Last one. Tiny glasses.
You mean like just like glasses or glasses?
Glasses for your face.
On your eyes.
Oh, are they like?
Have
are
you
they
seen
supposed
them on
to
people?
Do? Are they like, you know, like those like
small?
You mean
small
like
frames?
You mean like a
like
little
maybe
like
small
some old
ovals.
People? How they just like small ones?
Yeah, really small.
How small are they? Like the size of your pupil or something?
Not that small.
That's pretty small.
That's like a contact lens.
Hold on.
The size of your eyeball, basically.
Oh, here you go. Here's some tiny glasses.
You know, I feel like for a while it was like very popular to have big frames, you know, but now I feel like they're shrinking down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Small, tiny glasses for tiny people with regular faces.
Okay. It depends on what they look like, because some of them I'd be like, oh, that looks so cool. But some of them just like, no.
Yeah. I think with your outfit and that hat, you could definitely rock some tiny glasses.
That might seem cool. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, and that picture, that's a no. That picture, that looks like you're an alien.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't see the little frames on the side of your face, it looks like you're an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it could look nice, so I'm going to say yes. I have one for you guys, if possible. I have one for you guys.
Possible yes.
You guys might or might not know this.
I'm terrified right now.
It's something that a lot of people are doing right now.
Probably. I don't know it.
I'm scared.
ASMR.
That's soap
shaving.
Yeah. Oh, that's soap shaving.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of other people that do it.
It falls under the category of soap shaving.
Okay.
You know, it would fall under ASMR.
Do you guys watch ASMR?
We do. We like it.
This is like my first time doing ASMR. I'm going to take a sip of this water.
I'm going to listen to it.
Oh, it's so upsetting. I hate it so much.
I wish that I had a pickle to eat right now.
Does that give you good mouth sound?
Really good.
A lot of people do it like when they touch the mic and do these sounds so people can fall asleep. So like I'm going to try this and see if you guys want to fall asleep or not.
I'm already sleeping.
Good night. Okay.
Amazing.
I've always wanted to try that before. That was awesome.
Do you follow any ASMR people?
No, I do not. But my other cast member, she introduced it to me.
Who's she?
Marseille Martin. She's awesome.
She's the one we haven't gotten yet.
I know.
Yeah.
Tell her.
You should interview her.
If you don't mind, pass the word along.
Okay. But she introduced it to me, and she basically is like, look at this girl eating pickles and whispering into the mic and touching the mic, making these sounds and chewing and gulping into the mic.
So upsetting.
Sometimes it could be a setting. Sometimes it can be really, like, just satisfying. It just makes you fall asleep. Just makes you just doze off. But it doesn't make me doze off. It just makes me just stare into just the screen, just looking
wondering,
like, why?
Why? It's a big question mark.
Why? Yeah. It's like, oh, God. Yeah.
So here's the great news. This episode is going up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to wait for it.
Is it today?
No.
Or is it still?
It's today. It's going up today. Thank you for being smart.
See, look. Yes.
You've helped me many times today.
Yes.
So it's going up tonight.
Huh? Okay.
Today. And tonight,
we have
Black-ish on.
Right.
At 9 a.m. What?
Yeah.
At 9 p.m.
9 p.m., guys, tonight. Make sure you guys check it out.
Do you know what episode it is?
Not exactly sure. I have to check.
It's okay. Well, I'll go and we'll check it out.
There's 24 of them, so I'm like, I have to make sure.
Yeah, no, look. We should all just
watch
it regardless.
If they're listening to this right now, if they're listening to this tomorrow.
Today.
Mm-hmm. Then make sure you guys check it out tonight.
Tonight.
Yes.
That is the correct messaging.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys are listening to this, I'm probably watching Black-ish.
All right.
No, I'm here. So, I'm here, right? Okay.
You'll watch it later tonight.
Yeah, I'll watch it
very
later
confused.
Tonight. Yeah, it's very confusing of time travel.
No, we're going to wrap, but I want to talk about a few of your projects that you have coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about Junior NBA.
Yes. Junior NBA is a league where that works with the NBA. The NBA owns the Junior NBA and the WNBA. It basically helps kids. They do clinics for kids, you know, helping them, you know, get better at basketball. And a lot of NBA players, they come and they work with the Junior NBA to come to clinics all around the world, and they get to help the kids, you know, learn the fundamentals of basketball and teamwork and learning the skills and the fundamentals of all these cool things. And where I come into the Junior NBA is I get to be their reporter. So I get to go to these NBA and WNBA games, and I get to interview all these really cool and talented players, and I get to ask them the questions that the kids want to know.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, but the way that this came about was really cool because they said we'd like you to be a part of the junior BA. We just don't know what we want you to do
right.
for us. So I was like, I was envisioning like what I want to do for them and everything. So I had the chance to go to the actual MBA office in New York.
Wow.
And I was able to like have a meeting with like the people who run the junior MBA. And I was like, it was really crazy. And I was like, so I have a pitch for you guys. Like, and since I'm a kid who just grows up just, you know, watching NBA games and WNBA games on my TV, and there's me and a lot of millions of kids who wonder these things every single game. Like, can't you just zoom into the player's shoes for once? Or, like, can't you ask some questions that are actually interesting for the kids or something like that? So I was like, why don't I just become that person for the other kids that Smart. Are wondering the same thing I do? So that's what I was thinking for them to be like, why can't I just be your junior NBA reporter to ask the questions that the kids have always wondered and they've always wanted to ask but they've never had the chance to. So I get awesome. To ask the questions that they want to ask for them. And, yeah, that's basically what I do for junior NBA.
And you've got an album coming out?
Yes, I have an album. Not exactly sure what the name. As of now, it's going to be called Young Man Under Construction. And it's just a bit basically about me growing up as a kid and me learning all these things and what I've experienced in my life and what my dad and my mom has taught me and what the dance community, the acting community, you know, like the NBA, what they've taught me. So it's basically about that. And I've already released a single, which is going to be in the album,
and NBA. That's called NBA.
Yeah, that is called NBA.
Theme here.
Yeah. So that's going to be in the album. And I'm really excited for it to come out. We're not sure, but it's going to be really fun. We have a lot of cool people that are going to be on it as well.
We'll definitely keep our eyes out for that.
Yes. Something also that is coming out. Not for a while, but upcoming film that's going to be really great. Not exactly sure when it's coming out, but I don't want to give any too many details.
Sure,
but
sure.
A upcoming film that's going to be feature film, and it's going to be really fun to be in. And
can you
I'm
say
excited.
Who's in it? No.
No. Not
Let
yet.
Let me ask you a really important question. Will you be 13 or 14 when this movie comes out?
Probably. Am I allowed to say?
Or, I mean, you haven't given any information.
I think I'm allowed to say, so I guess I'll be 14 when this
okay.
comes out.
So that's, we'll keep our eyes open.
I mean,
for
it's
that.
Not that long, right? I mean, it's not like a Marvel
no, you're
movie
almost
when
there.
They say like 3 years from
You're
now.
Almost 13 and a half. So,
yeah. Yeah, so it's not going to be.
It's around the corner.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. But yeah, keep out for that. Oh, yeah, I'm playing the lead.
Oh, no big deal.
In the film.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for it to come out and to see who's in it. And. Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Well,
really
you'll have to come back and tell us more about it.
Yes,
when
I
it's
will.
Time to reveal.
Yes, the reveal of the movie name and the date and
all
the
of it.
Actors and the actresses
That's
and the producers
be a thrill.
And the cast and crew and the, yeah, everybody else.
This has been amazing, Miles.
Yes. Thank you guys
so
much.
You're such a delight.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It was really fun. It was really cool. And I love this table. There's a lot.
Sign it.
I could sign it?
Yeah.
I can really sign it? That's so cool.
100%. There's
awesome.
Markers right there.
Awesome.
Thank you,
Miles. Guys, so much. Take
Watch
care.
Blackish tonight.
Yes. All right.
How to be less old.
Miles Brown came in so hot today.
Oh, my God. What a doll.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, first of all, like, whoa. You know, he's just adorable.
So cute.
But then also just like 13-year-old knowledge dropping, like, here,
I
there,
know.
And everywhere was like, oh, hi, no big deal, Cortez, Kenny, Kendrick Lamar shoes. What up? Diana Ross is lit.
That's right. And then we learned Fortnite, and we learned about...
I think my favorite moment, though, was when he was, like, talking about getting ready for his luxury shoes.
I know. It's like, it's...
I'm fucking ready for my luxury
Yo,
shoes.
Yo, where's our luxury shoes at?
Where are my luxury
Where's
shoes?
Where's our luxury shoes?
All I got are whatever whatevers.
I am living in a sea of whatever whatever shoes.
God, he's got it all figured out,
I mean,
I'm gonna tell you.
Oh my God, when are we gonna get luxury shoes, Emily?
This is the year. This
is
our
year. This is the year for
By the time he is 14.
And we will be in at least a luxury shoe.
1 foot. Done.
I mean, learning about Twitch, which is a YouTube for gamers, essentially.
You might have noticed there aren't many gamers on YouTube anymore.
You know what? I say that to myself every day. Where have they gone?
Where'd they all go?
And now we know. To Twitch.
Twitch.
He is so sweet. You guys, watch Blackish tonight, if that wasn't clear earlier. I don't know how it couldn't have been. 9 p.m.
On
ABC.
Yeah, and we just want to give a little shout out to a listener, DF Whooptown, who said, I thought I was young adjacent until I started teaching college students and learned otherwise. This is making me more relevant. I still don't understand oat milk or charcoal and coffee, though. Well, look.
It takes time.
We're not understanding either. We're just here to share.
That's right.
Right? We're just here to spread the word and the knowledge.
Right.
And now we're all into pea milk, so get with it.
Yeah. By the way.
And we are at HTBLO.
That's right.
You can find us on all Facebook, the things.
Instagram, Twitter.
You've heard of them, I hope.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless America.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Did you know that your skin can absorb up to 60% of what you put on it? So what goes on your skin can be as important as what goes in your body. Juice Beauty is a skincare and makeup line that is made with certified organic ingredients with the promise to always formulate without potentially harmful ingredients. So you guys need to go to juicebeauty.com/HTBLO for exclusive savings on your first order when you use the code HTBLO20 at checkout. That's how to HTBLO20 at checkout.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.